Hi, Nancy here with this week's nutrition tip. I am going to be talking to you about how you can support your immune system through 7 dietary strategies. First, know that your immune system is fascinating, it's complex, and it is actually pretty complicated. You don't need to know how it works. Just understand that there are things that you can do through diet that are going to support your immune system so it can help you ward off disease, heal when you get a disease, and become more resilient after the disease. I want you to know that there are more than 10 vitamins that are involved in the immune system, and many of them work together. For example, vitamin C and vitamin E are referred to scientists as partners in defense. And there's at least 5 minerals that support your immune system. You may know that one of those is zinc, but did you know that it's important to have a balance of copper? Now, the only way you're going to get the right balance is to eat foods that contain the nutrients that support your immune system. So that's what this session is all about. So here we go with the 7 dietary strategies. The first one is fuel your body with the right amount of energy. Not too much, not too little. And make sure that you have the right balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Your second tip is to feed your internal zoo. Now, the internal zoo is what I'm talking about is those little tiny animals that live in your digestive tract that help keep you healthy. And what do they eat? They eat fiber and digestive resistant starch. Where do they get them? They get them from things like beans and legumes, whole grains, seeds like flaxseed and chia seeds, and from things like avocado and vegetables and fruits. So eat a wide variety of plant foods so that you get sufficient fiber to feed your zoo. Also, eat probiotic-rich foods. My favorite is kefir. It's the consistency of buttermilk, but it has high levels of probiotics, also good quality yogurt, and things like tempeh, which is fermented soybeans. Tip number 3, eat the rainbow. Not only do you want to get 5 to 6 servings of vegetables a day, you want to get it in a wide variety of colors. So every day, think, what can I eat today that's dark green? What can I have that is bright in color, like orange and red and purple, and eat 2 servings out of that spectrum? And then think about onions and mushrooms. I gotta tell you, these are powerful anti-inflammatories as well as antiviral and antimicrobial. So when you eat 1 serving of something dark green, 2 bright, and 2 light, you get your 5 servings of vegetables. Plus you get all those nutrients you need to support your immune system. The next tip is fish for nutrients. Fish is a great source of protein, and fatty fish is a fabulous source of omega-3 fatty acid. Hey, this is an essential fatty acid, and one of its roles is to support the immune system. Also, there's a small amount of vitamin D in fatty fish, and D is very important for your immune system. Tip number 5 is sweeten lightly. You know, most people just eat way too much added sugar, much of it coming from ultra-processed foods. But not only that, from cookies and cakes and donuts and candy. So really cut back on your intake of added sugar, because one of the concerns is that it replaces nutrient-dense calories. Also, too much sugar can compromise the immune system. Tip number 6. Imbibe responsibly. If you choose to drink alcohol, do so only in moderation. If you want to know what that means, go back to one of my previous podcasts called Cheers, and you can learn all about what it means to drink responsibly. But again, having too much alcohol replaces nutrient-dense calories, and it can have a negative impact on the immune system. And tip number 7 is to supplement smartly. You can take vitamin C year-round, about 500 milligrams a day, split into 2 doses. And if you're in an infection period, having 1,000 milligrams a day, split into 4 doses. The reason that you want to split these doses is the body can only absorb so much vitamin C at a time. So you want to maximize the absorption, and spreading it out throughout the day is going to assure that your body has this constant stream. Of course, you want to consume vitamin C-rich foods as well. I would also recommend that you supplement vitamin D. Our skin is designed to manufacture this very important vitamin, but we stay out of the sun and we often don't get our dose of vitamin D from our skin. So I recommend 2,000 international units, that's 50 micrograms on the new Nutrition Fact panel. Each day, take that vitamin D with a meal that contains some fat. If you're not going to eat fatty fish, supplement with fish oil. But you want to look for a fish oil that provides 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. That means you're going to need to look at the Nutrition Fact panel. Look at the serving size. How many capsules do you need to take to get what's shown? And take the number of capsules that gives you 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. And then it's probably a good idea to take a multivitamin. You don't need to do mega doses of anything. So if you're over 50, Centrum Silver for men or for women, depending on your gender, would be what you want to look for. If you're a woman who has not yet gone through menopause, then you're going to want to look for a multi that is right for women. Men should not be taking a woman's supplement because men often don't need to supplement iron. So those are my tips. Energize your body properly, feed your internal zoo, eat the rainbow, fish for nutrients, sweeten lightly, imbibe responsibly, and supplement smartly. Until next week, this is Nancy Teeter, your friendly registered dietitian, signing off.